that last part. I can always go back and do his vocals on that last part. But
just talking with Troy of 7 Seconds. How you doing, Troy?
I'm okay. A little tired.
Little summer tour here you got going.
Yeah, exactly.
How did you start off with the Circle Jerks?
It's been fun. It's been working out really good. They're really nice guys and everything. We're totally, you know, we're getting along all right. We started in Sacramento, and then went from there to Reno and San Francisco, and then so on. We started up and went through the north this time. Went through Canada and everywhere. So we went up to everywhere in Canada, Vancouver, and then that was the West Coast. Then we did the East Coast of Vancouver too. So yeah, it's been going really good.
So you're trying out new songs for an upcoming album?
Yeah, we have. I guess that's gonna be out when September 16th. It's gonna be called Ourselves, 7 Seconds Ourselves, and it's all done. We recorded it like over a year ago and stuff. So
is Steve playing bass on it?
Yeah, he sure is. Yeah, Steve's been back in the band for a couple of years now, or something like that. Yeah, so it's good. I like it.
What kind of heavier sound maybe with Steve back in the band?
I think it's just. I would have to say just like variety, because you know we've been all incorporating and writing and stuff like that together. So it's like it's really the new stuff is totally. I love the new stuff. It's totally fun. It's great. We only do like a couple tonight, or probably like a few songs tonight. But like on this tour, it's been really mixed because of the crowds, you know, and whatnot. But other than that, like the new stuff is like 11 new songs, and it'll be out like September 16th. And I guess after that, we're gonna tour after that in the fall. Like November, so I guess we're gonna start right around November 1st or something like that. So,
you guys get tired doing any of the old stuff?
Tired?
Yeah, like, getting the crowd. You know, some of the people who just buy the first album, they don't listen to anything.
Yeah. Well, we've been completely into open minds throughout our whole thing, so that people they can think whatever they'd like. You know, I don't know. I wouldn't know. I know what you mean. Oh, yeah, everybody shouts out Skins, Brains, Goats. Yeah, exactly. I think we're gonna start off tonight with In Your Face, though. So, yeah. So, I don't know. It's a pretty mixed set with like a few new songs in the set and stuff. So, it's fun. When we get back, we should return, I guess, around August 17th or something like that. And then when we get back, we're just gonna be locked away in our rehearsal, wherever we're gonna practice. I don't know where. And then just totally work towards the fall tour, you know. And stuff and get that ready, because we want to really, really get our songs down, and we have a lot of new material, stacks of new material, and so we got a lot of work to do. It should be good.
So you plan on touring the States? Any plans on going to Europe at all? A lot of bands seem to be doing that.
Yeah, I mean, Europe has been something that we've talked about for the last 3 years, you know, and it's never been the right, I don't know why, it's never been the right time, it's never happened. So it's just like, you know, we just talked with Andy Summers and stuff, and we, you know, talked a little bit about touring over Europe and stuff. So we'll see. It'll, when it's right to happen, you know, it will. And hopefully we'll do that like in the spring or something, or maybe next fall of 89, I don't know. I would love to go. I mean, I can't wait to go. We're going to totally work on all of our material over the whole years of records and stuff when we go, you know. Just, yeah, we're all geared up for that, totally, I guess.
How did Andy Summers get involved? Is that through, you know, going with FBI?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's through our manager and stuff and us. And then we just finally just clicked in.
Has he expressed any interest in the band, producing?
Yeah, totally. Oh, producing? Well, let's see, not really, or at least not to me personally, not yet anyway. Because he's kind of just, it was just fresh for us, you know, and with him and stuff. So, yeah, otherwise the interest is there, totally. He's really, seems really enthused about it, and he likes, you know, we just met him yesterday for the first time, and like in person, and then, so he's totally happy, and they're really happy, and everything's working out with that so far. It seems, you know, we all the feedback from all the promoters and everything along the tour has been really good. He's happy about that. So are we, so that's good.
In the video interview, Kevin mentioned stopping playing if he sees any fights. I mean, has there been any case of that happening?
Throughout the whole history, yeah, totally. And
really?
On this tour, on this tour, it's happened a couple times. Not that much though, you know. And of course,
they stopped,
do that.
And then the fight stopped, and then they played again. Or has there been?
Yeah,
time
that's how it happened.
Walked off.
Oh no, we've never really like ran away, you know, walked off or anything. We have stopped and then just like, you know, broken up stuff. Totally, yeah. Well, I mean,
really
one case in San Jose. I think it was this year, or maybe later last year. A fight, you know, broke out, and we stopped and stuff. And then, you know, Kevin said a few things, and we tried to, you know, break it up and whatnot. And it was got so bad. I mean, I saw Kevin almost get, you know, totally hit in the face, and that's just like we were all involved in, because it was just like everybody was there. They just came up to Kevin, you know, fuck you, whatever. I don't remember exactly what happened, but I remember that we were trying to stop it, and then they, you know, took a swing at Kevin and whatnot, and we were all just like. So, yeah, we had to stop.
Did you ever regret it, like playing for $15 shows?
Personally, no. See, as things progress and everything, I mean, as far as like what I've noticed for 7 seconds is just like, you know, things, expenses go up, you know, merchandise, people that you're with, and, you know, as far as like, you know, that kind of stuff. And the clubs, you have to, you know, accommodate more people because
yeah,
there's a fall, you know.
Band, yeah.
Yeah, there's a more, you know, following in the promoters and stuff want, you know, a little more money and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's all music, whatever. But I mean, yeah, I can't really say that I totally regret it.
Is it has positive force going? Are you involved with that, or is that sort of like Kevin's little?
That's Kevin's.
Yeah.
Thing. I don't know how, I don't really know how it's going. I know that he's like, it's kind of at a standstill right now because of the business with 7 seconds and everything, you know, so, yeah. Can't wait till our new record comes out. I'm excited about that because it's just like, it was recorded over a year ago, you know, and then we were like in search of a label, and then, you know, hoping somebody would, you know, pick us up or whatever, or, you know, at least, you know, give it a listen and stuff, and then we finally got signed with Restless Enigma, and they're totally happy about it and stuff.
So you know, it's not going to be on Giant at all then?
No, we just did the live record with Giant because we had to get a record out within that year, you know, otherwise we just, you know, we wanted to get something out, so that's why we did that, plus we're like friends with Barry and stuff, so.
Fighting, you know we're lonely love. 90.1 FM, Turmoil with 7 Seconds. We heard Spread, and before that, I Have a Dream, talked with Troy. Also had some help there from Dave Kine, who sat in on just a brief discussion. You see the band, like, almost every year, like I do. You sort of run out of questions to ask them because you know them so well. So really just a quick update on what was going on, trying to find out when their new album would be out. And as I said, September 18th or so, or probably 19th, because the 18th is Sunday, but it'll be coming out mid-September. And then once we get the new album in and they do come around and tour, we'll get more into an in-depth interview talking about the new album. This was just sort of a hi, how you doing type of conversation, really, just to keep things going, update on the band. And thanks to Troy for taking the time out. Never really spend too much time talking to Troy. This time did spend some time talking to him. Started off with the set with Walter Elf with Kaiserslautern, and then 7 Seconds gave us Strength. Then we talked to Troy, and then two more songs from 7 Seconds, I Have a Dream and Spread. Unfortunately, couldn't find their latest albums, but was able to track down their two last BYO records, The Crew and Walk Together, Rock Together. So we threw some of that in to give you an idea what they used to sound like. Their new sound is totally amazing. Steve is back with the band. He's been there for about 2 years or so. And new guitarist and just new outlook and writing. And they played a few new songs when I saw them at Sundance a few weeks ago when we did this interview. And their new stuff is amazing. And it'll be great to see what it does, to actually hear it on vinyl, because the memory of the songs is slowly fading as I see listen to more and more stuff. But we'll be waiting for that, the new release from 7 Seconds, and you'll be hearing it here on Turmoil. 11:54, usually I'd be ending up the show about now, but the show's been extended another half hour till 12:30, so we've got lots of more music, and we're going to go listen to this band, Half Off, which was supposed to play the East Coast in August, and sort of got sidetracked. One of the members got sick just before they were going to go on tour, so they sort of canceled the tour. And hopefully next year or so they'll get their act back together and get on the road. But this is Half Off with Rain on the Parade. This is from their album called The Truth on New Beginning Records out of Davis, California. Half Off, Rain on the Parade, here on Turmoil on WUSB Stony Brook. from Italy. That's Kina here on WUSB Stony Brook. This is The Fearless Iranians from Hell.
I'm taste that long hair. I like Metallica and Slayer and all those other death bands, but too many people gave me shit about it. I just couldn't handle it, so I shaved my little box of boots and now I'm a true hardcore. You know some I fit in. Do you wanna be a hardcore? Do you wanna be a hardcore? Do you wanna say that we're bandana? Do you wanna wear comfy boots and be a Nazi? Oh, whoa, what is this? Oh, come on, man. This is heavy metal, man. I've been out here since 82, man. Play something that's good, see me play something that's good, man. Come on, take it all. Take this off, man. This is death metal. You know I can't handle this. I can only listen to hardcore, man. That's because it's in. I feel cool. Oh, yeah. All right. Generic punk, my favorite. That's why you know what's cool.
Song. 90.1 FM Turmoil with Spastic Blur and a classic from them called Mexicali, and that record's called Spastic Blur Before and After, available from Earache Records out of England. Started off the set with Half Off with Rain on the Parade. That's from their new one, The Truth. Christ on Parade gave us Life Sucker from their album A Mind is a Terrible Thing. Kina from Italy with Nessuno Schema. The Fearless Iranians from Hell with Life Inside Iran, and Spastic Blur ending up the set with Mexicali. If you'd like to find out about the album, you can write to Earache Records at P.O. Box 144, Nottingham, England. The zip is NG34GE. Quick update on that explosion some of you might have heard around 10 o'clock or so. There was an explosion at an oil tanker docked at a platform in the Long Island Sound tonight, which knocked as many as six people into the water and at least one.